Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, every day we take a look at a passage from the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Numbers chapter 6, Psalm 40 and 41, Song of Solomon 4, and Hebrews 4. And I remember when I began following Jesus, I was one who was way on the legalistic side of things. I did not yet know much of the deep truth of God's word, nor the depth of his grace. I had this understanding that he saved me because I was very well acquainted with my darkness. And then, because he saved me, now I had to do the work to stay saved. One of my first favorite verses, even when used incorrectly, helped me feel confident of this. Galatians 6:9 said, "And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." So I felt like that meant that I gotta work to maintain salvation and don't get tired of working, you know, because my heart knew laziness. And I, in response, was like, you know what? It's time to get to work. The problem that I had was an overemphasis on me. It was either that I was lazy or that I was hardworking, either that I was sinful or that I was holy and clean. When I come across today's reading, and specifically Numbers chapter 6 and the discussion of the Nazirite vow, I recognize quickly that this vow is one I would have immediately been drawn to in those early days had I heard of it. Actually, when reading through another scenario in Acts 18 with a couple of brothers I do life with, we saw that Paul too was prone to taking of vows. And his vow inspired one I took to start off January this year, which ultimately helped catapult me into losing 35 pounds in 3 months. So let's take a moment and look at this vow discussed today and see what God has for us in it. So at its inception, the Nazirite vow was for those who desired to be set apart for God and his purposes, whether male or female. The vow came from the word Nazir, which means set apart and consecrated. This vow they chose voluntarily and for a specific period of time. And vows like this are beautiful when done right. Paul, John the Baptist, Samson even are examples of ones who we see in Scripture who at least for a time lived under this vow or one very similar to it. But the Nazirite vow specifically was marked by three things. No cutting of the hair during the time of your vow. No dead bodies, right? That's a weird thing, but like that was a part of what it would make you unclean. So the idea is you're being set apart. You're being considered clean. So no dead bodies. And no alcohol. So there was no consumption of wine, no matter how much they cut it with water. No alcohol was to be consumed. And at its core, the vow communicated one thing clearly. God is holy, and the holy things are God's. And I want to be considered one of God's things. Taking up the vow was you deciding that there was another level of separation for God that you wanted to step into. So is the vow a test of strength or willpower? What happens if you don't successfully complete the vow? As believers today, there is still great power and beauty in the vow or any way we would decide to be more set apart for God's purposes. That is because he calls us to be just that, holy, set apart. But we must be careful to not get lost in the headline, but read the whole story. It is not about our strength. It's not about our work. It's not about our efforts or ability to be holy. It's not a test of our own willpower even. It is about one thing only. It's about the work that the man from Nazareth did and not the vow of the Nazarite. When we stay so focused on our work for the Lord and our energy, it's easy to miss the hand of God at work, gracing us forward, blowing wind in our sails, and carrying us onward as we participate in His work. So let us continue to lean into vows. But as we do it, it's an idea of chasing down holiness. But be convinced that the only way to truly chase down holiness is in chasing down God Himself through Christ's work on the cross and His Spirit on us. We can live a life in Him that increasingly is marked by a life set apart. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You make us holy, that You set us apart, Lord God. And as we pursue holiness, Lord, I pray that we would never stop pursuing You, Lord. If there's ever anything that we chase that is not You Yourself, we will not find success. Success is not of anything of this world. Success has nothing to do with our efforts. Success has to do with the pursuit of You. Lord God, we thank You that it's through Your Spirit that we are led to pursue. So we ask for more of Your Spirit, more of the Holy Ghost empowering to just be found repenting and receiving Your strength. Lord, we thank You. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, that's another episode of Five by the Fire. Head on over to 5bythefire.org and leave a comment there. Leave a prayer request there. Subscribe wherever you listen to this. Rate it on iTunes and share it so the word can get out there. And today, I want to leave you with the ending of Numbers chapter 6 here today. It's a passage that you've heard, and especially one of the great songs that's been popularized lately. Here it is. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. We'll see you back here tomorrow on Five by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.